Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Eureka police are not discussing a motive in the deaths of two men shot in the head at a Eureka home last night. Police responded to a Harris Avenue home last night and found two bodies, adult men. They arrested Vincent Ernest Sanchez, 29, and charged him with two counts of homicide. Eureka Chief Andrew Mills said he would not speculate on the motive, but said the victims and accused knew each other very well.
The suspect knew the victims, both of them, extremely well, and something went awry.
Chief Mills said authorities did not find a large quantity of drugs or paraphernalia there, but said the suspect, Sanchez, had been using drugs.
He certainly told us that he had been smoking marijuana, a sizable amount of marijuana.
Chief Mills said one of the dead men is Richard Story. The other name is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Vincent Sanchez has been in the news before. It was in February of 2009 that Sanchez was arrested by Eureka police after he was discovered inside the Ingemar Club in Eureka, armed with a hatchet and a long sword. Sergeant Kay Howden and her canine Tava were able to apprehend Sanchez after he fled the scene on foot. It was estimated that Sanchez had caused $10,000 worth of damage to doors at the Ingemar. In 2013, sheriff's deputies arrested Sanchez after he'd been vandalizing a patrol car in front of the courthouse. Sanchez again fled on foot and was apprehended by Eureka police, who found other vehicles in the area had been damaged as well. He'd also been convicted for DUI. The murder of Mendocino County Sheriff's Deputy Ricky Del Fiorentino is a reminder of the dangers that law enforcement personnel face while on the job. Last year, 105 officers were killed nationwide, with gunfire and traffic accidents being the top causes of death. According to CHP Arcata Area Commander Adam Yeager, departments across the country are working to lower those statistics.
We have a program right now of below 100 where we're trying to get that below 100. The last time it was below 100 was 1944, so we're trying all across the United States to limit the amount of officers that are killed.
Yeager went on to explain how officers can keep themselves safe in the line of duty.
We feel that we can definitely make a big difference in traffic accidents. You can't help if you don't get there, so you need to slow down. We're wired that we want to get there and help people. So sometimes that means driving fast and under hazardous conditions. And as far as gunfire, you know, we just try to train.
Thousands of officers attended the memorial service yesterday for Fiorentino in Fort Bragg. You're listening to the news on KINS. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The question comes up a lot. What value does sports have on a college campus? Colleges often defend themselves against the criticism that too much money goes to sports and not enough to academics. Too much interest in sports, not enough to study. Sports programs are often the first to go when colleges trim budgets. But Humboldt State University's new president, Dr. Lisa Rosbacher, says sports play a valuable part of campus culture.
It can become a fundraising opportunity as a way to attract potential donors and supporters to the campus who really are interested in athletics and want to support sports programs. And it's a way to connect with alumni.
Dr. Lisa Rosbacher has just been named president of the university and takes the helm in July. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.